Liz, everybody, Michael and Francine didn't pay the dues in Joshua, in Rachel Sarah didn't pay the dues. You know, my feet hurt me so bad today. In you know, just my soul that else is so much. Isha starts to show me pictures from Von Grenson. He is in a bathtub, in without a bathtub. So I say, Elsie, please, my feet is hurting me so terrible. Why you showing me picture? Here is your grandson standing in front of me. She said, please, Lena, he looks much better on the pictures. Ever saw such an axe in your life? Bibi called, you didn't hear that story, but so don't talk yet. So what happened is, Bibi called up Norman, the president, and she said, listen, she said, Norman, forget about it. I am finished with the family. So Norman told her, don't do that, Bibi. After all, we're a family tree. So she said, you're a family tree, Norman? She said, listen, do me a favor. She says, cut my branch from that family tree. You ever hear an axe like that? So then, what happened is, she's mad because we didn't let our daughter, she's a soprano, she told us, finish the song that she started to sing last year to the family cycle. Because she was screaming so much that the caterer, he wanted to call a fire engine. He didn't know what happened. So Bibi tell that caterer, she said, we're gonna make my daughter a big star. So he said, his name is Katz, we don't go there anymore for this. He said, listen, lady, I don't care what you're gonna make her tomorrow, but today, make her to shut up. So that Bibi said, you ignoramus, you? She said, my daughter is a better singer than Barbara Streisand. She said, Barbara Streisand needs a microphone, but not my daughter. She sings without a microphone. Go put that away. Go ahead, Bailey, put that jar away. Put that jar away. No, you know what she's doing? No, she's showing everybody the gold stones that they took from her in the operation. Nobody wants to see. Why don't you take the gold stones and make a jewelry from that array?
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Penis.
Just stop the day. going.
What's your problem? Had a dog ass sucking his penis.
I put myself through every test there was, from being poked, prodded, went into trance, had...
Cocksucking home.
Every one of us.
This is Daily.
A cocky eating, dog smelling, pussy eating bitch.
And then you wonder on the other side if they have drugs.
This is Daily.
And she's big. I'm fucking quiet, okay? And she's big, short, big, weigh about 45 pounds of peas, weigh about 45 pounds of peas.
That hunching, that manly dad
hunching.
No one, no dark energy, nothing.
She walks around look like she needs surgery because she's probably pregnant with about 9 babies.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Hello, I'm a lesbian, a food lesbian, a food allergic lesbian, and I can verify this because I have my own food allergy purse and a Chorin bracelet, thanks, what the fuck was that? Thanks to my Lichenstern gristle turd. Hope I'm still going here. I heard a clodunk. I think it's because I'm updating my iPad at the same time as I'm grumholing this business here, this show. I think I should make my level a little higher on the audio microphone. Let's see, am I in one or two? I think I'm in two. Number two is duty. Hello. Oh, no, that's too loud. Hello, that's... No. Hello, that's good. Okay. Like, what did I drop? Damn it. I don't know what I dropped. I can't see. I had to turn the lights off because it's these fucking pseudo-fluorescent Bachmann bulbs. Yeah, still making the noise, though. Turn all the goddamn electricity... I only get this problem when I'm downstairs in my basement holder. My me holder, which is what, of course, holds me when I do this program. The me holder. It's kind of like a meat hook. Not really. My name is Madge Weinstein, and I'm a six-cunt Sally. I have a vagina. I only say that because so many people mistake my gender, which I find extremely offensive. I'm a lesbian. I have food allergies. And I'm not Wonder Wisdom. I don't know why I said that. I know, is Wonder even podcasting anymore? Let's look. WandaWisdom.com. I know she's on the radio talking about show business. WandaWisdom.com. Safari cannot find the server. How about if I Google Wanda Wisdom? And not so much, it says. Yeah, not so much. It just says, Wanda Wisdom, not so much. Listen to the program with Wanda Wisdom podcast online. 3612? Shih Tzu Man Monday with Vampire. I don't see anyone... anything more recent. Let's check iTunes. Yes, because I have nothing better to do than search for my former co-host is his podcast. She's made it. She's like Mary Tyler Moore, also from Minneapolis. She's made it. She's going to make it after all. She works for Lou now. Lou Grant. Let's see here. Where's the goddamn store in this iTunes? This newfangled iTunes. As I restore my iPhone. Let's see. Wanda Wisdom. Wanda Wisdom. Okay. Amish Wisdom, Suzanne Woods Fisher's Galore Podcast, Eat This Hot Show. Wow, Wanda Wisdom doesn't even show up? That's crazy. How could that be? Wanda Wisdom is not even on the podcast directory anymore? Lucky Bitch Radio. What, did she wipe herself from existence? It's not on there either. This is terrible. That's... weird. I'm just going to say it's weird since I don't want to pretend I know when I don't know. Right? And perhaps there's something I'm missing. Let's see. Let's check out Amish Wisdom, though. Oh, but then I have to hook up my holder vision. My audio holder. Mennonite girls can cook on Amish Wisdom. Goodness, I think I might have to subscribe for this. Now, if you'll excuse me one moment, audience. I'm fintered. Turn on my light so I can plug in my audio business holder. I have wires. I do everything manually. I have wires, audience. Because, you know, like these virtual patching of audio. You know, that sort of thing. I don't really understand that sort of thing. Okay, so now that's... I said that like little Edie. That sort of thing. I don't really understand that sort of thing. All right. It's raining here. Gristle Turd says it's really warm in New York, but here it's raining. It's raining, it's pouring, Michigan. It's raining, pouring. Mennonite girls can cook on Amish Wisdom. I don't know if I can even... That sounds like too good to pass up. Let's see here. Put on Channel Turd. There we go. Here we go. This is Mennonite Girls Can Cook on Amish Wisdom.
In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, This station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tug Entertainment or its partners.
Oh, turkey and
it's time to capture the simple piece of the Amish in your own life. Right
All
now,
right.
with Sounds Amish good. Wisdom, with Suzanne Woods Fisher. You don't have to become Amish to make personal peace a reality.
Really?
Amish wisdom will help all of us.
Do I have to look like Amish wisdom lady, Suzanne Woods?
To safeguarding time for more important things. By talking to experts and authors about plain living.
Pussy.
Suzanne Woods Fisher's grandfather was raised plain. W.D. Benedict was born into a family of 11 children in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. He began his career teaching in a one-room schoolhouse and ended it as one of the first publishers of Christianity Today. Suzanne remains in close contact with her Benedict relatives.
What the fuck is this crap?
And today on Amish Wisdom, Suzanne will share stories of real life and examples of plain people, Amish proverbs, and fascinating facts about Amish communities.
You gotta be kidding.
Giving you questions for reflection and action.
Amish proverbs.
Outlining things that you can do in your own life that make for peace. It's Amish Wisdom.
And why do you assume I don't have peace?
Suzanne Woods Fisher.
Woods fishing hole. My Woods Fisher itches.
Welcome to Amish Wisdom. We have such an interesting show today. I'm looking forward to it all
little
week.
Whore. Are you fingering your cunt right now?
No, actually, eight of the 10 women that are a part of a really popular
eat
blog
my pussy
called
out.
Mennonite Girls Can Cook.
Ooh,
they have published a cookbook, and now they are starting on a second cookbook that's going
to
be out in May.
Why am I listening
by
to this?
Herald Press. Beautiful cookbooks. Really gorgeous blog.
Is it a gorgeous blog, honey?
We're talking about how they got started with the blog, how they share their recipes, their faith, how they inspire hospitality, and also use their resources to help people around the world.
Liberation.
So I want to just introduce our very first guest. We have Lavella Schellenberger. And then also Kathy McLellan. And both these women are going to be on the first segment. Lavella's going to stay on the whole time. And we're going to kind of
Lavella?
Spin through some
that
of the
That sounds like a black and Jewish woman. These don't sound like
Hi, Lavella.
Mennonite
Hi, Kathy.
Names.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, this is such a pleasure for me. And now, give me a background. You're all in Canada.
A pleasure for me.
Yes. Well, you know, nine of us are in Canada, and Ellen is from Seattle, Washington.
So pretty close.
Why am I playing this?
Pretty close.
I'm going to stop. Okay, because I'm trying to restore my iTunes. I didn't really intentionally stop that. I'm restoring my iPad, because I'm restoring it. And, you know, I have to do this while I'm talking to y'alls. Yeah, backed up. Restore from a new back. Yeah, from this. Yeah. Okay, it's restoring now. Anyway, I guess. All right, what's that you say, audience? Oh, yes? You want me to keep playing it because it's really annoying? Okay, just a little bit more. Oh, no, I can't because it's restoring. Darn it. Oh. Anyway, I guess that's good luck. That's good fortune. We have no idea what happened to Wozniak Wisdom. She reminds me of Steve Wozniak. Not really. But that reminds me, though. The Woz is so annoying. It's like he's this fat retired guy, made a fortune off of Apple, and all he does is bitch about it. I know you're going to say that's like me, except I haven't made a fortune. I own a few shares in Apple, but nothing close to anything even remotely triple digits even. So where the fuck? Actually, I don't even know if it's double digits. Where am I? Where is my phone? I just had it. Was that what fell? Oh, that is what fell. Ay, God. What a day. Hello. Alright, so I would like you should all know that the post office urgent message plans to end Saturday delivery. Good. You know why? I don't care. Because they suck. The post office is mean. It's about time they learn that they have to be nice. So, am I upset? No, I'm not upset about the fucking post office. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. And, yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to Europe on Monday. I'm going to be in Europe. If anybody wants to meet me, which I'm certain you don't, then I will be in Berlin. Well, first I'll be in Berlin from the 16th to the 17th only. No, to the 18th. Yes, to the 18th. Then I'm... chest pain. I almost died in my podcast. Then I'm going to Luxembourg. No, I'm kidding. Then I'm going to Berlin, Germany, and I'm going to visit with Seven and some other nice people from there for... then I'm going to Athens. I was already in Berlin. So then I'm going to Athens from the 18th to the 20th. And then I'm going to be in Berlin until about the 30th, and then I'm going to New York until the 2nd. So if any of you people would like to meet up with me in any of those places, you know where I'll be, then just contact me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. If you're going to be one of these weird people who tells me they want to meet me and then they freak out when I actually get to their city, like certain people in France, then don't bother contacting me. And by the way, I'd like to thank whoever that was that has a band that they invited me to. They invited me to a club called Martyrs to see them. I wasn't able to come because the person I was had plans with wouldn't go. It's not my fault. I am square-headed, and my glasses are square, too. So I would like to get round glasses next. What else? Let me look at my long-lost list of layups. Oh, my God, it's already 11:06. I didn't even say anything. That long-ass introduction. God damn it. That was fucking too long. Oh, what was that? Oh, somebody sent me a file. Let's see. So I've been talking way too much, and that's including that fucking Mormon shit. So I don't know what I'm going to do now. All right. What's this picture? Sylvia Brown. I really enjoy watching... Sorry. This is from Sylvia Brown. Sorry, I feel like I'm going to belch. I really enjoy watching American Idol, and I just love Keith Urban. Does anyone else think that some of the other judges talk too much? It's really hard. You know, I was reading a social media question, you know, the thing, if you're a social media, you want to get your conversation going, you have to ask a question. Oh, yes, Sylvia, I think they talk too much, but you don't. And whoever said that was a bong in the last show, no, I do not do bongs. I do not smoke pot. I haven't smoked a pot, a hit of a pot, since 1998 or 99. Why is my computer busting up with all that noise? Jesus Christ. Fucking fan noise. Now I need a new MacBook Pro that makes less noise. I was pleased, though, the other day. Here, see? Oh, it's so professionally oriented, all the sound. That's my fan. Yeah, that's my fan. Because it's actually Ableton's fault, because Ableton tells the Macintosh that it needs high graphics performance when it really doesn't. That's a crock of shit. In fact, actually, I'm going to stop it right now. I'm going to force the graphics chip into going into non, you know, that kind of mode so that it'll shut the fuck up. I'll be right back. Hello, I'm Black. I think it got a little quieter. Let's point it at the thing. Yeah, that's much better now that I turned the graphics chip off. So that's in Ableton version 8. I hope they fixed it in version 9, but I doubt it because they probably didn't. Mostly because I've already tested version 9 and, well, it sucked because it didn't keep my audio envelopes as I'm used to having them be. Speaking of B, M is R, was, were, B being Ben, so those places where I'm finna go, Athens, I know Thermos is from there, but he don't care. He don't want to help me. He's just busy doing her for some fashion. That's how we say fashion in Indiana, fashion. Anyway, I have layups. Where's my list? Speaking of layups, I gotta go because I gotta go. I got yoga in 1 hour. I will be downward dogging with my bloaters in the air smelling. Let's see here. What do I have for you? For you and you and you and you and you. Okay, saying Congress gave it no choice to close the post office. Who cares? All right. Let's see. Let's see here. What do we have? Reminders. Let's go to my reminders on my iPhone. Vivica White said, I like her. She always makes, what? You know, it has a foot long hidden in those folds and a 40 ounce. What are you talking about? She's talking about my vagina? What? She's talking about this picture I posted. You know, I get so tired of these goddamn memes. And I think Cheryl made the intelligent observation that it is, in fact, turning Facebook into MySpace. Just a bunch of dumb cat pictures. See, I thought the lolcats thing ended. I thought that ended long ago, like, you know, 10 years ago with MySpace. I really did. Remember that when that thing crescendoed? And then all of a sudden, it's back. For years now, it's back on this fucking Facebook. You know what? I don't get it. To me, cats aren't funny. I even used to have a cat. I like them. But I don't think they're funny. I don't think Grumpy Cat is funny. It's just a stupid cat that has an expression like somebody who's probably unhappy. But I don't think it's funny to make it say dumb things in the same font with the outline. I really don't get it, you know? I consider myself somebody who has a sense of humor. At times, even though I'm a lesbian, I'm very serious. I have food allergies. I'm easily offended, especially, and I'm very feminist. So don't make fun of my vagina. Don't even say vagina or cunt, because I will get offended. And don't mock my tea tree oil, my lavender plants that I keep on my fire escape, and don't mock my vagina. Did I really say that? What's my list? Least. I already got there, and then I already lost my attention span disorder. Let's see. Okay. Eat yogurt. That's a daily reminder. Check. I did eat yogurt today. I'm not lying. Fix sound on PreSonus. Check. Arrange for seating on airplane. Check. Call public storage desk for a cheaper unit. Oh, clutter. I'm not going to do that. Call so-and-so to make appointment for body work. I still have to do that. Transcribe old yeast. Okay, well, that hasn't happened. Okay. Now, let's get to the yeast list, because that was just general. Yeast topics. What is going on with the Russian anti-gay law? You know, they have this, like, thing where you're not allowed to talk about homosexuality in the public. It's a gag order, they call it. And I haven't been watching RT that much lately. I haven't been watching any television lately. So I would like to know, are they reporting on this at all? Because every time I turn on RT, I hear them bringing some wonderful critique of the U.S. that needs to happen more in the U.S. And it's a pity that Russia has to do with it. But what I don't hear is critiques of Russia. They will do a lot to criticize anti-gay politicians in this country. But when something so outrageous happens in their own country, I don't hear, at least in the past, I haven't heard much of it. So if somebody does, if there is reporting being done, good reporting being done on RT about this anti-gay gag law, please let me know. Check. Did that one. Oh my goodness. Did that one. Did I talk about that? I think I talked about that. Oh, no, I wrote a blog about it. So, I mean, it's not really a good story since I already blogged about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm too social media. Social media is. Socialist media. Yeah, I already blogged about it. I went to the Uptown Theater, which is this gorgeous old theater. I actually used to live right behind it. Literally, right behind it in a house, an old Victorian house that I couldn't keep up. It got so hoarded, and I never mowed the grass. I didn't have a lawnmower. Excuse me. It's not a bong, Jamie Ganderillo. It's what we call a water bottle, which if you exercised, you would know about that sound. But you don't. You just eat. Not a bong. Bottle of water. Try it sometime. Maybe you should exercise. Maybe you can live past 50. Or. Okay. So I was walking past this beautiful building. I've never been in it. You know, it is legendary as one of the most beautiful theaters in the country. And it's so sad because it's never been restored. You know, they closed it many, many years ago. I don't know how many decades ago, but a long time ago, and it's never been restored. It's a huge theater. Many of theaters of this size have been turned into horrible things like shopping malls, but this one has not been torn down, but it hasn't been restored either. And every few years, there's a bunch of yuppies that get together and they say, we're going to restore it. They have a fundraiser. They open it up for one night, and then somebody takes the money and never happens. This has happened so many times. I was walking past this theater the other day, waiting for the 36 bus of crazy people, and I noticed that there was a door open in the sort of, you know, it's boarded up. So the entrance was boarded up, but there was one of the boards had been taken out, and I saw some business people in front of it that were probably discussing the next bullshit fundraiser they're going to have to buy nice suits, which they were wearing. So I saw that. I was with my friend, and it was like, you know, you go to an old church, right, in Europe, and you feel that cold, kind of humid air. So I walked into there's the little entrance, and then you go in there, and there's a sign within that entrance that says, keep out. But you can not keep out if you want to and just go into the main foyer. But I didn't. I kept out. I just looked in the main foyer, and it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, just gorgeous. If there's anything I compare it to, it would be the Lyric Opera House, or the Civic Opera House, where the Lyric plays. I forget which is which. One is the company, one is the building. I think it's the Civic Opera House and the Lyric Opera. Yeah, that's what it is. Just gorgeous, and probably even more ornate than that. But I just peeked in with my friend. The lights weren't on. I thought, oh, that's beautiful. It's so nice to see it. I mean, I lived across the street from this, or right behind the stage entrance for years. I never once walked in. And that was in the 90s, and I was mostly on crack. Just kidding. Not crack. Other drugs. But so I came out, and one of the businessmen was looking at me funny, and I'm looking at him back. He goes, did you just walk in there? And I said, yes. And he said, don't do that. And I said, okay. And I just walked away with my friend to the bus. You know, because I don't care. I don't need to get in an argument. He told me not to go in there, but I had already been in there. So what do I care? Anyway, the moral of the story is don't get scared by business people. Okay, so. Okay. Oh, that's not even what the topic was. Oh, yeah. See, this is kind of interesting, turd, which is, and I'm going to cold stop here at 11:30 because my time, like, you know what time it is, but that's about 9 minutes from now. I'm going to cold stop because I got to get the fuck out. I'm always late to my yoga class. I'm tired of coming in last. I'm tired of being the one whose vagina smells the worst. And the yoga teacher is bringing me a video. A DVD. Yeah, huh? A DVD. Why is the light dimming? She's bringing me a DVD of the same people that made that movie Samsara, which you have to see this. It's such a gorgeous movie, Samsara, it's called. It was a 99-cent rental on the iTunes, and I don't think it is anymore, but you can still get it there somehow. It's such a good movie, audience. You have to see this movie, especially if you just are smart. I mean, if you're smart enough to like this movie. You're not smart enough that you don't have to be smart to enjoy it. I'm just saying, watch this movie. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be precocious or cunty. Yeah. Okay, so I live in the... I used to. Right now I live in this sort of nondescript neighborhood called North Center, which is in Chicago, but a little more residential than where I used to live, which was in Uptown, kind of a bizarre, sketchy, I guess you could say, neighborhood where there's high-rises at one end and there's a lot of homeless shelters. There's Salvation Army. All the homeless shelters for the North Side are in this one little tiny... What did we call them? Wards. Kind of like mini... They're like neighborhoods. There's like 50 of them. And this is, I think, the 47th. Anyway, the alderman used to be this woman named Helen Schiller who smelled like patchouli oil. For years, everybody wanted her out. And by everybody, I mean property owners. Because it's just... there's just so many crazy people walking around. And I don't feel that there... You know, there are a lot of shootings in the neighborhood, but there's also a lot of shootings everywhere in Chicago. But a lot of times the criminals go to wealthier areas to kill people. So that's... A lot of people complained just because there were so many freaks around and the property values haven't really gone anywhere since the 40s. And before the 40s, from what I understand, it was like the top neighborhood in Chicago. In fact, that theater I just mentioned that's been boarded up used to be, you know, along with a couple other theaters that are still there, the Riviera and the Aragon Ballroom, which is where Obama had his 50th birthday party, was in that neighborhood. But it used to be, you know, I guess something like, I don't want to say Times Square, but something really cool. But it's just been shitty, and there's just, you know, a lot of those transient hotels, those, what do you call it, when it's like one night, just skanky. And so they finally got a new alderman in. He is a gay. His name is Kappelbin. I voted for her. And, you know, as a former property owner, you know, people like me wanted our property values to not continue to go down. You know, while the rest of Chicago gentrifies, it's, as a property owner, you want your property to go up. I did. Anymore, it doesn't matter because I don't live there, but I still kind of feel the same way, because the thing is, Helen Schiller, the alderman, was a socialist, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, as a matter of fact, she was a socialist. I believe she was even a communist. You know, she was always staunch in her views about socialism, which I respect. But the thing is, she was the only one in city who was. So that's why all of the sort of socialist kind of things, these community organizations to take care of people, went into her ward. So disproportionately, everything went to Schiller's ward. So now Kappelbin is trying to say, okay, let's get our neighborhood back to the rest of the neighborhoods, like Lakeview, like Andersonville, where we can gentrify and improve our home. Oh, this crazy bitch from the Italian Greyhound thing sent it. She made another post of her crazy dog. Oh, God. This woman is so crazy. Anyway, I'll finish first. So this guy's closing down some of the... what do they call it? SROs. Yeah. SRO. I forget what it stands for. Standing room only. Those nasty hotels with the people that yell at you for money. They throw air conditioners at you and show you their vaginas. One of them even called me a tramp. Said, okay, spread them, tramp. You know, there's only so much mental illness per square foot. I mean, it's great for taking pictures, but, you know, I see both sides, mostly my side. But so the Occupy people, the Occupy Chicago with their hash marks, are like saying, oh, this... Kappelbin hates, you know, he's hates poor people, blah, 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 ruining the poor, destroying their homes. And like, you know, it helps. It's interesting because for me, it shows me the other side of the argument that I'm usually on, because usually I would side with the Occupy people. But I don't know how many of them actually live in this neighborhood or that neighborhood. I imagine many of them live in Pilsen or Bucktown or Wicker Park or wherever hipsters, as they call themselves in their Target clothes, are supposed to live. So they don't have to worry about it, but it's easy for them to criticize it when it's far away. Listen to my snot. Anyway, I just think it's interesting to get a different perspective once in a while. I'll finish. So with this, there's this crazy bitch in this Italian Greyhound news feed that I belonged to, a listserv I belong to. She's so fucking nuts. These crazy dog people. I only am on this list because I want to fly in and find out when the calendar comes out so I can put Kacharski in it, which is also an announcement. So her name is Judy Longhorse, mother of gorgeous George and Gracie, the glorious question mark, and the late great Felix the Flea. God. So somebody had to egg around and say, how is everything? I haven't heard from you in a while, Carol. Yeah, we're all here. Nobody's posting because I just mentioned Gracie's name. The minute I start posting about Gracie and the fleas, all the Ital Grey natives take a dive into the nearest foxhole. I had planned to communicate the details of Gracie's vet appointment with Dr. G, but everyone is so traumatized that I changed my mind. Actually, being traumatized and temporarily disappearing might not be dumb ideas. Most of the Ital Grey listers are old-timers. They know the lay of the land. They're petrified that I might send her to one of you. This lady is crazy. If you want to, I posted on my Facebook, which is Yeast Radio. That's me. Not the podcast, which is the Yeast Radio podcast, but as me, some of this batshit crazy things this woman posts. She writes these weird narratives about her dog, like she wants to be an owl and she wants to be a turtle and all this fucking crap. Anyway, I have to go. I gotta go to yoga. Do I have anything to play for you? I think I did. Do. Let's see. Something new. Something new. And risky because I don't know what I'm doing. Let's see if I can figure out how to work this thing. Poughkeepsie. I already played Betty Walker. Let's just do... I don't know. No. I'm just going to randomly pick something from this new album that I like, and you can all fuck yourselves. If you don't like it, I know I won't. Oh, well. Have a nice day, everyone.
We ran the razors on your knock-knock dope, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Rain the razors on your knock-knock jokes, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Rain razors on your knock-knock jokes, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Why these rappers on some name, no names? You came brave, begging for change, on some same, ah-ha-ha.
So my brothers and I are the last of a dying tribe. Peace to my Anihan and to Jaya Tribe. And most of my guys are more dead than alive. In the hope of afterlife, I lay you down in the fries. Rock a beat like a baby when it cries. I can rise like an angel of death with a sigh. And I flow like rivers of blood. And that press record and the cat see the order restored. And if I was a blues, I'd be the loneliest kid. And if I was a bus, I'd be the Jeffrey Express. And if I was a letter, I'd be a suicide note. And if I was a quote, I wouldn't be no joke. Hey. And if I was a lyric, well, I would be explicit. And if I was an icon, I would be exquisite. And if I was to die, girl, I'd lay me down in your deep, deep water till I drown, baby.
We rain the razors on your knock-knock jokes, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Rain the razors on your knock-knock jokes, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Rain razors on your knock-knock jokes, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Why these rappers on some name, no names? You came brave, begging for change, on some same. Ghost Rider on the speed dial. We meanwhile, you hear better if you learn to deal with D now. No retry, the gay, the game, the movie, gain the game, it's a movie, goofy. You could only tell the future, all rude, assuming to me. You think we reach the deep end? It's deep, it depends. 17, complete the cipher, seen the sequence of preteens to pretend. What we need is these trends of brief silence. Out of deep percent of pretenses of violence. Sick, no support for weak friends, few solid weekends. With them, is it the end? Pretends to be real, fails to be sense. Ironic, she said, proceed to vomit, hope it ends. Iconic. You won't, nah. See, they hit it, femin' and a dip to flip the train of femin' them to sit the shit I'm sippin' on. The keg of talk to CNN, all being Ben Ross, me and them like. Ignite the send off, the Ben light, the nerve and then drives like. We ran the razors on your knock-knock jokes, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Rain the razors on your knock-knock jokes, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Rain razors on your knock-knock jokes, because you're not us, etc. Dot, quote, ah-ha-ha. Why these rappers on some name, no names? You came brave, begging for change, on some same.
Listen to this new type of song.
Never typical and
vengeful. Born with the boom bap, respect the name.
Never typical and vengeful.
It's like that, and as a matter of fact,
I'm coming through. Born with the boom bap, respect the name.
I'm coming through in the purest form.
Come on.
If you can't see anything, you're not going to be able to find your car when you leave here.